Hey, we just grabbed Northwest Superintendent Jeff Bontrager out of the hallway here.
GOC, how are you? How you
doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
Boy, getting close.
We are getting very close. It's funny, the excitement that happens when the sports season opens up in the fall in August, because the parking lots are full and it's just really a buzz on campus. The band kids were getting ready to load their buses to head up to band camp, and just a lot of energy. So
football started this week
on Monday, going very well, just high energy. Kids are really excited. Coaches have a lot of energy, and they have those kids moving. So fun times.
Now we have, Jeff, we have some schools that are starting before Labor Day and some after. What do you think?
So yeah, we're starting before Labor Day, Jackson County schools. And you know, there's pros and cons, to be quite honest with you. The pros is the fact that, a big pro is the fact that a lot of our kids are already back participating in sports and band and so on. And that's where it does really, make sense. You know, the only kind I can think of is, for years we've gotten used to, having all of August, so to speak, and not starting till after Labor Day. So I think the biggest, adjustment is just flat out, going back to starting a couple weeks before. Years and years ago, that's what we did every year. And it truly does. Starting the 2 weeks before Labor Day, it really does line up much better with sports and band and so on. And actually, it lines up better with the typical university schedules as well. So
does it give you more leeway through the year?
It really does. And it also, with the 180 days, it gets us out in June and in a very positive fashion. You know, it's tough. It's tough going, you know, 3 weeks into June.
That's tough.
With a normal schedule. You know, if it's a balanced calendar, it's a whole different animal. But, you know, typically when you get into June, all the activities have stopped. You know, after the first week, the districts are done and so on, unless you go into regionals. So that's really where I think, as far as kids' activities balance much better, or align, I should say. The kids' activities align, like band and choir and sports, much better with starting 2 weeks before, because that's the kids are there anyway. And then getting out a little bit earlier in June also aligns with the end of that season as well. So,
anything new coming up at Northwest?
We are continuing to expand the STEM program at the high school, manufacturing, heavy equipment operation. We're really excited to really kind of take those programs to the next level. We have a building trades intro. So we're really listening to what our local businesses and manufacturers are saying of what they need, what they want in the job force, and give kids the option of, you don't have to be just college bound. There's all kinds of things you can do. So we're really excited about, taking some of those programs into the second year. And it's also nice that the dust has settled as far as all the new construction and so on. So we were able to do a lot this summer as far as touching things up with paint in the existing areas and replacing some flooring.
Cosmetics.
And yeah, so it's really high excitement and energy to start this school year.
Well, how's the population looking?
Population looks like it's growing. So yeah,
that's good.
It's a good thing. You know, let's face it, with how we're funded per pupil, that's whether we agree with it or not, you know, it is what it is, and it's about the product we put out, and we're excited about that, and we're excited about the fact of there's a lot of energy and renewed energy with the football program right now. There's a lot of kids that are playing. We got huge numbers out.
That's great.
And so that's, again, as we all know, being around sports, that kickoff to the year, not only the sports season, but kickoff to the entire school year, you know, football's a big, it's a big deal. So it brings...
You win that first couple games, and there's right. a lot of excitement around.
Right. You know, it's something that brings the community together. And, you know, to look at it at a higher level, you know, that's just one of the biggest community events because the weather's still nice. So, you know, you have those cookouts and you have, you know, reading events before it, and you have all these different events that really brings the community in. And that's really what's kind of a exciting thing about the uniqueness of football. So
one thing you've always gotten, though, you haven't had the greatest teams. You have had tremendous fan support.
Tremendous, always. The allegiance to the Mountie Nation is something I really can say is, I think, stands alone. The alumni, I was telling somebody the other day that our alumni at Northwest, it reminds me of a college type alumni. Most high schools, you know, setting aside like a private school, but most high schools, you really do not see that type of
right.
of energy and so on. And so when we have homecoming, it is unbelievable the amount of people that come back. I mean, people will fly back to be at the homecoming game. So it's exciting. And like you said, you know, if we could put up a couple wins first part of the season, you know, that's going to be big.
Well, hopefully you get off to a good start.
Well, I tell you, Coach Grabowskis has as much energy as three people put together. So that's a good start.
He better.
Yep. And he does.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks, GOC. You have a great day.
Jeff Bontrager, superintendent at Northwest. They're getting set to get things going.